Elder Anderson, in behalf of the 70s, I'd like to say to you that we love you and we sustain you with our hearts and faith. My dear brethren, it is a sacred privilege to be part of the Royal Army of the Lord. I am humbled as I stand before you, imagining you assembled in locations throughout the world. In the Worldwide Leadership Training Meeting held on June 21, 2003, President Gordon B. Hinckley taught us that as priesthood holders, we have a fourfold responsibility. He said, "Each of us has a fourfold responsibility. First, we have a responsibility to our families. Second, we have a responsibility to our employers. Third, we have a responsibility to the Lord's work. Fourth, we have a responsibility to ourselves." Close quote. The four areas of responsibility are vitally important. President Hinckley said, "It is imperative that you not neglect your families. Nothing you have is more precious." Close quote. It is our responsibility as fathers to lead our families in daily family prayer, daily study of the scriptures, and in family home evening. We must prioritize and preserve these opportunities to build and strengthen the spiritual underpinnings of our families. President Hinckley said, "Try not to let anything interfere. Consider it sacred." Concerning family home evening, he said, "Keep Monday night sacred for family home evening." Close quote. Our children, just like their parents, have time demands on them in every aspect of their lives. They have activities involving church and school and friends. Many of our children are attending schools where they are the minority. Frequently, the schools schedule events on Monday evenings, activities like sports, rehearsals, or practices, choirs, and other events. We need to keep Monday nights free of other commitments so that we can have our family home evenings. No other activity is more important for our family. It is during the family home evening and in other family settings that we prepare our children to receive the blessings of the Lord. Elder Russell M. Nelson of the Quorum of the Twelve said, "Ours is the responsibility to ensure that we have a family prayer, scripture study, and family home evening. Ours is the responsibility to prepare our children to receive the ordinances of salvation and exaltation." Close quote. Family home evening is a very special time for us to strengthen ourselves and each family member. It is important to include the whole family in assignments for family home evening. A child could share the primary lesson that he or she had last Sunday. Family home evening strengthened the faith and testimony of my own family. Daily study of the scriptures is another important family activity. I remember when my son was 7 years old. He was taking a shower one night during a storm when we lost the power in our home. My wife called to him and told him to hurry to finish his shower and to them, take a candle and come slowly downstairs for our family prayer. She warned him to be careful to not drop the candle on the carpet, because it could start a fire and the house could burn down. 7 minutes later, he came down the stairs, struggling to hold the candle in one hand, and with his other arm, he was carrying his scriptures. His mother asked him why he was bringing his scriptures. His answer to her was, "Mom, if the house burns down, you must save my scriptures." We knew that our efforts to help him to love the scriptures had been planted in his heart forever. Regarding our responsibility to our employers, President Hinckley said, "You have an obligation. Be honest with your employer. Do not do church work on his time." He also reminded us that our employment enables us to take care of our family as well as allowing us to be effective servants in the church. Priesthood holders have many responsibilities and assignments. We have opportunities to visit, interview, teach, and to serve people. It is our sacred responsibility to edify church members and to help strengthen their faith and testimony of our Savior Jesus Christ. We have opportunities to take care of the families who we serve as home teachers, to teach members to provide for themselves, their families, and the poor and needy in the Lord's way. Priesthood holders have the responsibility to motivate the youth to prepare to serve honorable full-time missions and to be married in the temple. President Ezra Taft Benson taught, "Priesthood holders need to provide watch care over quorum members and their families through organized home teaching," close quote. We need to be concerned about each member of the church for whom we have a responsibility. Home teaching is one of our great responsibilities. As fathers, we also have the sacred responsibility to set a worthy example for our children, to help them to become better parents and leaders in their own homes. Quoting Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the Twelve, "May we ask all priesthood leaders, especially you fathers, to help prepare your sons. Prepare them, both spiritually and temporally, to look and to act as servants of the Lord." Close quote. When we receive the priesthood, we make an eternal covenant to serve others. As priesthood holders, we can be a powerful influence in the lives of others. President Thomas S. Monson reminded us how fortunate and blessed we are to be holders of the priesthood of God. "Always remember that people are looking to you for leadership, and you are influencing the lives of individuals either for good or bad, which influence will be felt for generations to come." Close quote. Our example will always speak loudly. During my years as a church member, I have been influenced by the examples of many leaders and church members. I remember a wonderful couple who were great examples to our family and to the entire world. They were baptized in 1982. I was their bishop. Celso and Irene lived quite far from the chapel. They walked 40 minutes each way to the church, and they never missed the meeting. They were always present with big smiles on their faces. It was their disposition to serve others. Celso and Irene have a son, Marcos, who was born mentally and physically handicapped. I remember well how they took such loving care of their son. In 1999, Celso had a cerebral brain hemorrhage that left his lower body paralyzed. Celso continued to come to the church faithfully with his family. They were faithful in the payments of their tithing and paid generous fast offerings. Our son Moroni is now their bishop, and he shared with me that Celso and Irene continue to serve faithfully. Not only do they serve in their worldly callings, they also serve faithfully as ordinance workers in the São Paulo, Brazil temple. They serve every Friday from early morning until night. They always contribute so willingly of their time and resources and faithfully fulfilling their church responsibilities. President Monson counseled, "Most service given by priesthood holders is accomplished quietly, without fanfare. A friendly smile, a warm hand clasp, a sincere testimony of truth can literally lift lives, change human nature, and save precious souls." Close quote. That is the kind of quiet service rendered by Celso and Irene. As we consider the wise use of our time and resources to meet the needs of our families, our employment, and our church callings, it is important to remember that every priesthood holder needs to grow spiritually. This is a responsibility we have to ourselves. And it is important to remember that we all have helpers. The counsel from our prophets, seers, and revelators is the most precious help that we receive. Our Savior extended this invitation to each and every one of us individually. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. When you do his work and his will, rather than our own will, we will realize that the yoke is easy and the burden is light. He will be with us always. He will reveal to us what we need to have a success with our families, career, and every responsibility that we have in the church. Of these things I testify to you, my dear brethren, in the sacred name of Jesus Christ, amen.